A federal judge blocked President Donald Trump's revised travel ban hours before it was to take effect, marking the second time courts have thwarted Trump's efforts to freeze immigration by refugees and citizens of some predominantly Muslim nations. This time, the ruling came from a judge in Hawaii who rejected the government's claims that the travel ban is about national security, not discrimination. You know what? The judge doesn't have the authority. It doesn't matter what basis or what considerations the president put in to his executive order. He has the authority. The judge doesn't. This is romper room stuff here, folks. Just shows you how embedded, how powerful the deep state, the judiciary state, the importation state, the immigration state. And by the by, I will freely confess and admit my embarrassment and shame that the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is in on this. There are hundreds of millions of dollars at stake here, and that's why this isn't going into effect. And the USCCB has blood and dirt and heresy and stink and apostasy on its hands. Shame on them. You can go read about this at the Remnant newspaper site. It's all over there. You search for USCCB. Back to the story. U.S. District Judge Derek Watson also said Hawaii would suffer financially if the executive order constricted the flow of students and tourists to the state, and that Hawaii was likely to succeed on a claim that the ban violates First Amendment protections against religious discrimination. If you're coming here from Libya, you don't have a First Amendment protection to immigrate. You realize how preposterous this is? You might as well say, Mr. Trump, please. We reserve the right to import new people into our state under the Good and Plenty Clause of the Constitution. The Good and Plenty Clause? Yeah. Maxine Waters said it one time. Go look it up. She actually did. The Good and Plenty Clause. Mr. Church, you're making it up. No, I'm not. No, I'm...
A liquidate? Not liquish, but liquidate clause?
The Good and Plenty Clause. Watson criticized what he called the illogic of the government's arguments and cited significant and unrebutted evidence of religious animus behind the travel ban. So, if you're in a holy war and the jihadis practice a certain religion and they promised to wreak havoc, kill, maim, bomb, and whatever the jihad entails, if they find or come into contact with Christian or infidel citizens, well, then you take them literally, you ban the immigration, and you're done with it. What exactly is the question here? You see we're talking about illogic here. You see the illogic of the judge's actions. He also noted that while courts should not examine the veiled psyche and secret motives of the government decision makers, quote, the remarkable facts at issue here require no such impermissible inquiry. What the heck is an impermissible inquiry? You're a judge, for heaven's sake. So, let me cut to the chase. Last night at the rally that I watched this morning from from Tennessee, President Trump told the audience, I've got bad news. Bad news. We don't like bad news, right? But believe me, we're going to turn this into good news. It's going to be good news. He read what I just read to you. He read the judge's ruling. He says he was just informed that his watered-down second draft of his executive order travel ban. Now, look, I haven't even read the travel ban, so I don't even know if it's effective or not. It doesn't matter whether I think it is or whether it has the proper nuts and bolts in it or not. What matters is the actual chain of authority. What matters here is the actual separation of powers that they all tell us that we have in this vainglorious constitution system of ours, but that we don't seem to have anymore. So during this rally, two things happened at that rally that I saw last night that, quite frankly, ought to be alarming to the rest of you. But that didn't stop the crowd from going, USA, USA, USA. Boy, I tell you, folks, this nationalism that Trump is ginning up among the people that go to these events, with our militarism, we're a hair's breadth away. We're a hair's breadth away from going 1930s Europe. All the elements are here with the waning of Christianity, with the waning of morality, with the near non-existence of just war and just war theory, with people writing justified and good books that are called We Kill Because We Can, with the CIA still doing what it's doing after being outed for being illegal, immoral, unconstitutional, unethical, etc., etc., We're already doing most of it. We haven't started asking citizens traveling in between states, getting on planes. Well, kind of on planes, but not to that level. Do you have the papers? Hair wash hour. Do you have the papers? You wish to board the train from Mississippi to Lafayette, Louisiana? Do you have the papers? May I see the papers? Hair wash hour. And if you turn the wrong papers in, you wind up in a gulag. If you turn the right papers in, you wind up in a gulag. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous times we live in. Is there an opportunity here like Patrick Deneen and I discussed yesterday? Yes, of course there is. Is there danger here? Howdy, folks, you better believe it. You better believe it.
Done with all the shouting! What for is the shouting?
Who the hell is that?
That's a...
Heinz gets velvet! I am trainer of dolphins! You want to talk to the dolphin? You talk to me.
What happened to the regular trainer?
What happened to him? What happened to me? 7 years I'm with Zeke Breed. We are making the dolphins disappear, and then Roy is coming with the white tiger and the stuffing in the pants, and I'm gone.
Where is Snowflake?
Why do you care about the dolphins?
Where's he care about the dolphin?
Does he call you at home? Do you have a dorsal fin? To train the dolphin, you must think like the dolphin. You must be getting on like the dolphin said and communicating. I'm saying to Snowflake, aga, 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 aga. And he is saying, aga, aga. And he is up on the tail.
All right. Quote, Ventura. Do you have the papers, please?
I had to do that when you.
You know the dolphin. You have the dorsal fin.
Up on the tail. Yep. I'll have the McCain thing ready for it whenever.
Okay. Let me get to the second point. So when Trump announced to the crowd that the travel ban was not going to go into effect, that the judge had blocked the travel ban. Again, this is opportunity number two now. Instead of saying that I have been advised by my counsel that I have authority to proceed and I am therefore ordering my cabinet to enforce the first travel ban order. We can even say the second. We're not acknowledging the judge's ruling. He does not have authority. Now, he called it right. He said this was judicial tyranny. Or judicial overreach is the word he used. He got everything right other than the action. Because the action is he has the authority. Now, that marks two times the president has been in the right. The Article III judiciary has been clearly, demonstrably in the wrong. Trump even cited, Alan Dershowitz. He said, and Dershowitz agrees. Dershowitz agrees. Dershowitz says if you get this case to court, you'd win. So what did Trump say? We're going to appeal this all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, dudes and uberbabs, even if the Supreme Court says okay, he still lost because he had to justify the already justifiable power that he had by pleading in front of another branch, begging for its mercy. This is not a status quo change. You know what this is, ladies and gentlemen? It's becoming apparent to me. If you're not watching this, watch it. This is a rearrangement of the deck chairs on the sinking Titanic. This joker is going to careen to the bottom of a sea of red ink ocean at a breakneck pace that no one is prepared for. And I tell you, this presidential authority here and the way these things are shaping up and some of the things that Trump is saying, these are not good signs. 844-527-8723 is my telephone number. If you'd like to be on the program, it's the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, the Crusade Channel, king-size truth from radio-size speakers. If you're listening to us online, why not download the app? As a matter of fact, when you get to the St. Patrick's Day party tomorrow with Aunt Petunia and Uncle Bobo, why not grab their smartphones and download the app on their phones for them? The app is the best way to listen to the Mike Church Show, the Constitution Hour, Professor Dr. Kevin Goodsman, the Suzanne Option, and all the other shows. And by the by, I'm not going to publicize this, and I'm not going to promote this and say that this is a up or a down or that this works or it doesn't. But I am going to make a post at crusadechannel.com that will detail the ways that you can actually use your Founders Pass inside the app to listen to shows. Again, I am not offering tech support on this. It's too complicated a process, and it won't work on all devices. So I don't say that, well, we've got this new, it's not a feature. It is a crafty workaround that I figured out after weeks of playing with the app, and I figured out how to do it. When she's building it to the app, it's not that simple. That's why. But I will publish it, and there is a way that you could do it. As a matter of fact, I received a note from a longtime listener yesterday informing me, well, the app's not working like it should. So since it's locked me out, I'm not logged in. That means you're not counting me as a Founders Pass member. Come on, church. What's going on here, pal? this is why, because I don't want to cause a confusion. Anyways, 23 cents a day for a Founders Pass membership. If you think you're a Founders Pass member currently, have you checked? Have you had lunch with the Founders Pass? Have you checked with the Founders Pass? Do you know what it takes to put the Founders Pass together? Have you sat in the chair to put the audio files and load them to the website? Have you? Have you seen the bank account lately? Have you seen? Do you know that the bank account is not being charged for your membership, yet you are taking membership files? Maybe we should do something about this. log in at crusadechannel.com. And if you don't see credit card information under your account, then there's a good chance that you are not current and that we need to get you updated. And we're happy to do so. We'll do it for you. Open a support ticket at crusadechannel.com, bottom right-hand corner. Click that little gray tab. I assure you someone will contact you today or call 866-483-3833. Brought to you by Carl's Jr. Back to the point here. Two opportunities about to be squandered. One, start to get the order back. If there's any chance of fixing the federal monstrosity we call our government, it has to include ending the Article 3 judiciary's tyranny. It writes law all the time. It just makes it up out of whole cloth and then calls it law and then forces 320 million people to live under it. That's not how a Republican form of government works. It's the exact opposite. We might as well have a monarchy. Heck, we'd be better off with a monarchy. That's one. If the Trump administration was going to do something about this, they've had two opportunities now. And last night at a rally in Nashville, North Carolina, the president indicated he was not. That's a disappointment. And look, you can chant USA, USA all you want. You can talk about all the millions of jobs you're going to create. We are still swimming in red ink, and nothing has been done to alter that. Now, I realize this earlier. I haven't given up on the endeavor yet, but here's the second sign. Same rally, and I'm glad I watched it this morning now. Same rally in Nashville, North Carolina. Trump started talking about Obamacare. Now, I couldn't tell if I was listening to President Trump or if I was listening to Obama for a moment. He turned his attention to the fact that we can't get... You know, look.
It's more complicated than we thought. You can't just repeal Obamacare, okay? But we're going to repeal it.
No, you can just repeal Obamacare. We proved it on this show. Senator Paul, Representative Meadows, and others talk about it. They go in front of microphones every day. I got an email from Rob Manus this morning telling me that Americans and people that voted for Rob and other conservatives need to rally against Rhino Care, is what they're calling it now. Rhino Care. Republican in name only care, in other words. This is a major disappointment here. Now, what did Trump say about this? We include the audience in that. Well, you know, just look, the repeal will come later. We're going to replace it first. So, in other words, we're going to install Trump Ryan Care, and then we're going to pick the little pieces of Obamacare out that we don't like. But you're still going to get a national socialist government health care program. It's just going to be run by business, by people that Trump chooses instead of people that Obama chose.